Assalamu alaikum, 8 a.m. This is Bangladesh Beta broadcasting on the morning of Monday, the 21st of Agrayan, the 1st of Jamiatul Awal, and December the 6th. The news read by Muhammad Manwarul Islam. First, the headline. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina stress on building peaceful world relinquishing arms races. Today, long World Peace Conference concludes with Dhaka Declaration. Sheikh Hasina, while inaugurating SME Fair, urges youth to be entrepreneurs instead of searching for jobs. Maitri Divas being observed at New Delhi to commemorate India's recognition to Bangladesh as an independent state. The 50th anniversary of establishment of Bangladesh-India diplomatic ties. Hossein Syed Sarwardi will be source of inspiration in the journey of democracy, says Awami League General Secretary while paying respect at the death anniversary of Sarwardi. BNP's politics revolves around Khalada Zia's health and Tariq Zia's punishment, comments Information and Broadcasting Minister. The 14 people killed in volcanic eruption at Semeru Mountain at Java of Indonesia. And visiting Pakistan to resume their third day's batting in the first innings with overnight score of 188 for 2 against Tigers in Dhaka Test. Now the details. The two-day World Peace Conference ended in Bangladesh with 16-point Dhaka Declaration. It emphasized the importance of democracy, good governance and rule of law as critical factors for the global peace and stability. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina addressed the closing ceremony of the conference in Dhaka, joining virtually from Ganabhavan yesterday. She urged all to spend resources on ensuring universal sustainable development rather on arm races. In this regard, she also called for commitment to establishing universal peace. Bangladesh hosted the conference marking the birth centenary of Father of the Nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, and Golden Jubilee of country's independence. Sheikh Hasina said, "There is no alternative to building an accountable world order based on the partnership for living peacefully." Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has urged the industrialists to build industries considering the global demand of the goods available to up its raw materials and the facilities for setting up of the concerned industry in the country. She made the call while inaugurating the National SME Fair 2021 at the Bangabandhu International Conference Center in the capital yesterday. Sheikh Hasina virtually joined the program from Ganabhavan. She pointed out that the SME Foundation has already identified 177 clusters of small and medium industries, while there are already 78 lakh SME industries in the country. The Prime Minister urged the educated youths to build themselves as entrepreneurs to create employment opportunities for others instead of searching for jobs. Ganatantra Mukti Divas is being observed in the country today marking the fall of the then autocratic ruler in 1990. On the occasion of the day, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, in a message, greeted the countrymen, describing them as centennial of democracy. She said 6th December is the significant day in the history of restoring democracy, as on this day in 1990 the autocratic government had fallen down. Maitri Divas is being observed today at New Delhi to commemorate India's recognition to Bangladesh as an independent state and the 50th anniversary of establishment of Bangladesh-India diplomatic ties. The Indian Council of World Affairs, ICWA, a subsidiary organization of Indian Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, and Bangladesh High Commission in New Delhi have chalked out elaborate programs to observe the day in a befitting manner. Marking the day, the ICWA will organize a discussion. Apart from Dhaka and New Delhi, the day would be commemorated in 18 countries around the world. Awami League General Secretary and Road Transport and Bridges Mr. Ubaidul Qadir has said Hossein Syed Sarwardi will be a source of inspiration in the journey of democracy. He told this to newsmen after paying homage to the graveyard of Hossein Syed Sarwardi on the occasion of his death anniversary yesterday, mentioning that democracy has been repeatedly thwarted by the conspirators after the death of Bangabandhu. Ubaidul Qadir said Bangabandhu's daughter, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, is struggling to free the democracy from the shackles of conspiracy. Information and Broadcasting Minister Awami League Joint General Secretary Dr. Hassan Mahmood has said BNP's politics revolves around Khalada Zia's health and Tariq Zia's punishment. He said this while exchanging views with the newsman at Secretariat in the capital yesterday. The minister urged the students to be careful and not to become the puppet of the politics. This is Bangladesh Beta giving you the news. The news will also be available on our website at www.beta.gov.bd. Health and Family Welfare Mr. Jahed Malik said today, Bangladesh takes on all necessary steps to prevent the highly contagious new COVID-19 African variant Omicron. He made the comments while visiting newly constructed building of Bangladesh Institute of Health Management at Sabah yesterday. The health minister said the authorities have strengthened screening of all passengers at the gateways, including air, land and waterways, to detect the new South African strain. 6% died of coronavirus in the country in the last 24 hours till 8 a.m. yesterday. With this, the total death toll from the pandemic reached to 28,001. A press release of Director General of Health Services disclosed this in Dhaka yesterday. State Minister for Information and Broadcasting Dr. Mohammad Murad Hossein said huge development work have been carried out across the country during the rule of Awami League and under the able leadership of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. He said this while talking to local journalists at the conference room of the Circuit House in Jamalpur yesterday. The death toll from COVID-19 had crossed 52,70,000 globally. A number of confirmed cases has exceeded 26,61,00,000 around the world. Among them, over 23,96,00,000 people have recovered so far. A huge cloud of hot ash engulfed villages in the eastern Java Saturday when Mount Semeru erupted. 14 people are known to have died and dozens were injured. Emergency authorities have said this. Rescuers in the district of Lumajang are searching for survivors amid the devastation. The Gambia's president, Adama Barrow, has easily won re-election, authorities there said, in the first vote for decades held without long-term leader Yahya Jammeh. President Barrow received around 53% of the Saturday's vote, with nearest rival, a lawyer, Kusai Nubarbe, on 28%. Cricket and Pakistan were 188 for 2 at stumps in their first innings on the rain-filled second day in the second and last test against Bangladesh at Mirpur Sheribangla Stadium yesterday. Pakistan will resume their first innings on the third day today at 10 a.m. Bangladesh Betar will add the running commentary of the match. Pakistan's are leading the series by 1-2. Dhaka Met Office says the deep depression over Northwest Bay and adjoining West Central Bay moved north-northwest eastward weekend into a depression over the same area and was centered at 6 yesterday evening about 660 kilometers southwest of Chattogram Port, 645 kilometers southwest of Cox's Bazar Port, 470 kilometers southwest of Mangla Port and 505 kilometers southwest of Payra Port. It is likely to move further in a north-northeasterly direction and weaken gradually. Under the influence of peripheral effect of the deep depression, deep convection is continuing over North Bay and adjoining coastal areas of Bangladesh. Steep pressure gradient persists over North Bay. Rain or thunder showers with a temporary gusty or squally wind speed of 40 to 50 kilometers per hour is likely to occur over North Bay and adjoining coastal areas of Bangladesh. Maritime ports of Chattogram, Cox's Bazar, Mongla and Payra have been advised to keep West Local Cautionary Signal No. 3. Repeat, Local Cautionary Signal No. 3. All fishing boats and trawlers over North Bay and Deep Sea have been advised to take shelter and remain in shelter till further notice. Meanwhile, forecast valid till 1 this afternoon says there are chances of rain or thunder showers with temporary south-southeasterly gusts to squally wind at the speed of 45 to 60 kilometers an hour over the regions of Jashu, Kustia, Khulna, Borishal, Potuakhali, Noakhali, Kumilla, Chattogram, Cox's Bazar, Faridpur, Madaripur, Dhaka, Tangal, Rashai, and Pabna. River pose in these areas are to hoist cautionary signal number 1. To end the news, the main points again. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina stressed on building peaceful world, relinquishing arms races. Two-day-long World Peace Conference concludes with Dhaka Declaration. Sheikh Hasina, while integrating SME fairs, urged the youth to be entrepreneurs instead of searching for jobs. Maitri Diwas being observed at the New Delhi to commemorate India's recognition to Bangladesh as an independent state and the 50th anniversary of establishment of Bangladesh-India diplomatic ties. Hossein Syed Sarawardi will be the source of inspiration in journey of democracy, says Awami League General Secretary while paying respect at the death anniversary of Sarawardi. BNP's politics revolves around Khaladija's health and Tariq Jia's punishment, comments Information and Broadcasting Minister. 13 people killed in volcanic eruption at Semeru Mountain at Java of Indonesia. And visiting Pakistan's to resume the third day's batting in the first innings with overnight score of 188 for 2 against Tigers in Dhaka Test. That's the end of the news. The news will also be available on our website at www.beta.gov.bd.